McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
To keep my hands on myself.
Project that's going to be built around a children's resource center, and what that would mean is an all hands effort, both the city of Pensacola, with LifeView, with community health, and support from Escambia County, is to be able to put a community children's resource center, the first of its kind in our community. It would not be unprecedented within the state, but certainly is unprecedented within the region.
So we'll talk about this with the mayor coming up at 7:35, but that's D.C. Reeves during his press conference on Monday talking about the proposal to buy the Morris Edie Activity Center right there on the north side of Morris Court, just north of Cervantes, as part of the formerly Lakeview, now LifeView, I think is what they call it now, area, and to turn it into a comprehensive children's resource center as part of the Escambia Children's Trust funding.
It's about a $3.5 million proposal that we will be bringing forward to Escambia Children's Trust to help fund this project, which includes the acquisition of the building as well as some operational expenses through the first few years.
And my understanding of this is that basically they're taking the C.A. Weiss Community School model and appropriating it out of the school environment, just having it as a standalone in a community that is very, foot traffic based, low transportation, obviously low income, and trying to help those kids away from the school environment, just kind of as a standalone, something that's been done elsewhere in the state and something that'll have a lot of resources built into it.
To give you some details, this would be, the purchase of this facility, which includes a gymnasium. It would include a pediatric center with community health focused, again, on the health of our children as well. And of course, there's other space involved there, classrooms, computer labs, and things like that.
And what makes sense to me about this is, I apologize. I think maybe the Children's Trust had a meeting on Tuesday. I apologize for not following that one. So they may have already had a vote on this, and I don't know the fact of that matter. But what kind of makes sense to me about this is sort of the first time I'm really hearing of a proposal where it's a new thing. You know what I mean? Where they're, because the whole point of the Escambia Children's Trust was to do things that aren't being done already. And this would be something new, to create a center devoted exclusively to children's needs, educational, physical care, computers, all of that stuff, especially for kids who are most at risk, and that would be a good vicinity to target for that. And it's something that's been done elsewhere by Children's Trust elsewhere in Florida.
What I would say is, if you see some of the other, this again, we are not setting precedent in the state of Florida. Other Children's Trust organizations have funded these exact kind of projects focused on the dollars or to help the children of the community. So that is not new in that respect. We might be a little bit more of an outlier that instead of it being Children's Trust run, that it would be city run. Obviously, we're open-minded about how that would work. I think one asset that the city brings to this is number one, we certainly have experience running community centers, resource centers like similar to this in terms of how they function.
Right. And, already having that sort of invested or interested population and that kind of that makes sense to me. One of the other people who were speaking there is the director of pediatrics for community health in Northwest Florida, Dr. Joseph Clowder. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing his name.
Community health has always been very excited to work with different communities in our area, specifically C.A. Weiss with the ambassador program, and now at Pine Forest High School, where we've now have a pediatrician and are working on an ambassador program there also. When we were approached with this project, we were very excited to be able to still offer health care in this community to the children. As the mayor alluded to, the children are very important, one of our most vulnerable populations.
And in case you wonder, is there a gap when it comes to, for example, children's health care? The answer is, among poor and or black children, the answer is, yeah.
Our philosophy at Community Health is we never turn a patient away. And so we have various areas in our community where there's a lot of children that are not receiving the immunizations that are required to keep them healthy. They're not getting well checks. They have chronic conditions that are not being followed up in a timely manner, whether because of transportation or lack of primary care. And so I think the overall theory when we start is going to be all-encompassing for the community.
So based on, you know, the relatively small amount of information I have at this point, I like this. This makes sense to me. And it's kind of a holistic approach to making sure that kids are being gotten ready for school and are taken care of when they're in school, especially if they don't happen to attend a school that has these kind of services like C.A. Wise does. 6:16 here on News Radio 92.3. Like I said, we'll talk about this more with the mayor coming up at 7:35. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Good news is we're not showing any of those slowdowns or delays right now. I mentioned 29 accident-free. Still is 98 not showing any problems either from Navarre into Gulf Breeze into Pensacola. Certainly, if you have a traffic tip, text it in if you would. 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, especially if you're buying for the first time, I strongly recommend Christina Leverwood. Like, she's a fantastic resource if you're a first-time home buyer because she'll answer your questions. She'll calm your nerves. She'll explain the process. She'll only do things that make sense and, you know, with your understanding what's going on. But also if you're selling, you know, great person to sell homes quickly above list price is not always, but, you know, often is the case. And the way I always think about it is like any major service in your life where you're thinking about getting help from a professional like a realtor, make your list of three. You know, on that list, you're probably going to have somebody who's like a relative or goes to your church or is in your Rotary or something like that. And then, you know, somebody you know personally. And then there's probably going to be somebody that you've had recommended or heard or whatever. And then just make sure that at least one of those three is Christina Leavenworth. And ask them questions and make a decision based on how they answered your questions and their track record and their experience and who you think will serve you better. Because that's what you should do with big decisions, right? Just don't go with the one, but make a list of two or three and then pick the one after that that makes the most sense to you. Just be sure you include her on your list. That's all. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenwinkle Realty.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola. Online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola, a great blend of information from local government authorities, local news, businesses, and provocative discussions with great hosts.
We move. 5 meters spread. No sound.
It's time for a little painless up today.
best gun scene in a movie ever. quick question for you though, Candy. The trivia question:
here we
Who
are.
Actually shoots the minigun at the forest, mowing down, aiming for the predator?
Oh God, I thought it's Schwarzenegger.
Nope, and it's not Jesse. Jesse's dead when that happens.
I don't remember.
It's the black guy.
Carl Weathers?
No, not Carl Weathers. The other black, guy, not the CIA plant in the story. I forget the actor's name, but the really tall one. Oh, nicely done. Oh, you creep me out with your predator sound. That's
I know.
A good
Whenever
one.
I'm mad at Darren and he's sleeping, I just, no, I don't do that.
I bet you do. All right,
I have done it to an ex, though.
6:21 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, you super gave me shudders with that one. That's it.
Okay, that's creepy, though. The predator is so scary because he imitates sounds like a mockingbird.
Right, right.
Oh, my goodness.
Over here. All right. So the mayor also talking the other day. We were talking about some of the things the mayor said. They're going to be, they're on the verge of putting two more police officers downtown in the community redevelopment area south of Cervantes down to the water as a bolstering of the patrol that's been so successful with the two daytime CRA patrol cops.
We've had this trial run, this pilot of having two CRA officers that we've seen a lot of positive feedback from. Now they're typically on during the day. How do we continue to build on something that's been successful? And that, so that's what we've done. And that was one of the first things in this administration that we took on during the carry forward was to get those funded. And so DIB shares the expense with us on the with the CRA on the first two officers. This is an expense important enough to us at the city that CRA is taking on fully for officers 3 and 4. And as I said, maybe not an exact day, but we had said kind of around the June 15th area, you know, sometime in the very near future.
I kind of like that officers 3 and 4. Who are you? I'm officer 3. Like, that'd be a funny identification on their badge. But yeah, no, this is a good thing. Kevin Crisman, who's the deputy police chief.
The two that are down working the downtown area in the daytime have been tremendously successful. Like the mayor said, the feedback has been incredibly positive, and we're just looking to expand on that and increase that presence.
Absolutely. No, so I love this. This makes all the sense in the world. And one of the other things in connection with that came up was about a police substation, which the city of Pensacola doesn't really have, right? The sheriff has, because it's a massive territory the sheriff's office has to patrol. But he was talking about the possibility of a substation, because I think John Singley of Studio 850 had asked about, well, would we put one maybe over to downtown? Well, I mean, downtown is, you know, just mere blocks away from the headquarters, so that doesn't really make that much sense. But he did say,
we have been looking into nothing concrete yet. You mentioned, you know, some kind of pre-scene or substation. Obviously, with the location of headquarters downtown, we feel pretty good about that. If we were to potentially look at some kind of substation or expansion, it would probably be in the northern part of the city. From a logistical standpoint, you know, when you're working those beats up in the north, you know, up by the mall, Washington High School, Pensacola State, you know, you have evidence, you got body camera footage, that's a pretty long trek to have to make back and forth. And, you know, that's 35, 45 minutes, an hour more that, you know, those folks could be out on the, you know, out in their car and not necessarily having to trek back to the station.
Absolutely. That makes perfect sense to me. Having a substation for PPD up north somewhere, that is, really makes all the sense in the world to me. So we'll probably talk about that with Mike Wood coming up later this morning. Tomorrow morning at 7:35. 6:24 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The Federal Reserve expected to stop raising interest rates for the first time in 11 policy meetings after their two-day meeting yesterday and today. While an interest rate pause would be welcomed by many, investors are betting that it won't last. Mississippi police officer that shot an 11-year-old boy is being suspended without pay. Indianola Police Sergeant Greg Capers shot the boy last month during a domestic disturbance call. The 11-year-old was hospitalized with severe injuries. Capers' lawyer now says the shooting was an accident and body camera footage will clear him completely. And Paul McCartney working on a big project. I don't know if you've heard about this, but he says it's going to be the last Beatles record. Apparently they used artificial intelligence.
Of course they did.
To clarify an old recording of John Lennon's voice from 1970, and the song that they've been working on will be released later this year.
It's like if somebody had painted 80% of a painting and they used the AI to just, you know, touch it up and finish it a little bit.
Well, they released another one in the 90s.
Yes.
You remember that? Like Fly as a Bird or something. Yeah.
They didn't have AI for that one.
No, but they did it. It's like, how are these new Beatles records still coming out?
You know? Right, yes.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, man. Wow. Well, I'm sure it's going to, I mean, if it's Beatles music, even mostly Beatles music, I'm sure it's going to be fantastic. So, David, thanks so much for the update. 437-1620. Oh, the inflation rate came in yesterday. Yesterday, we were talking about how the inflation rate had come down from of like 9.1 to 4.9. Well, the new number came out yesterday, 4.0, which, of course, the Biden administration is crowing about that. And, I mean, I think fairly so. That's a lot down from the 9 peak of last year. Still a lot up from the 1 or 1.5 that we had under Trump. So, you know, you pick your poison. 626 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for you.
We got a text. Bill Duke, a.k.a. Mac Predator.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, Mac. So, that's right.
It was Mac. You're absolutely
the guy
right.
who broke the big shaver on his face later on during the trap moments. Yeah, that's right.
I love the whole audience and this show. You know, I mean,
we are getting
great,
listen. We are getting so many Predator texts, and people are like, "Yeah, they're like, want some candy?" You know, they're like sending in over here.
Right?
I love it. It's hilarious.
So funny. As we take a look around, good news is we're not showing any of the slowdowns or delays, and it's usually light this time of day, and that's certainly the case right now. 90 not showing any problems from Milton into Pace into Pensacola. It's so I drove to Milton yesterday, and man, it's just bigger and bigger and Pete Ridge too. It's just so wonderful. But not showing any delays right now. 437-1620 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Did you take a spin on the Pea Ridge Speedway?
No, I wanted to just so I could talk about it. Yeah. But part of the little connector is closed. Right now, they have a little thing where it says closed right now.
Oh yeah, right. By the roundabout, that side part, right?
Yeah.
That's
so
open.
No, I was just like, you know, I'm just gonna go home because with my luck.
You know, suggesting it, but I'm sure somebody's chortling over Pea Ridge Speedway. And also probably the opportunity with the roundabout only having the north-south open. I am not this guy, but I'm sure somebody's like, I bet I could drift that. So don't do it. I won't. 627 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What else? I was going to tell you something. It went straight out of my head, whatever it was. Well, let's take a pause and tell you this. I'm in a weird mood this morning. Over here. If you are an employer, you've got employees who have, of course, benefits, insurance like dental, vision, life, and disability. You got to manage human resources and payroll and stuff like that. Torgerson Causey, just check them out and have them come look at what you're doing and say, okay, Andrew's always raving about you guys. Can you do things better for me than I'm already doing? And here's what we had as experience. Like 5 or 6 years ago here at Cat Country News Radio, we started using them, and one experience was they gave us options, like for the first time ever, options we didn't have before on some of our insurance plans, which puts me in control of how much I want to spend for what kind of coverage, which I like that, and my wife likes that. She's very detail-oriented. And so the other thing that we love about them is they're always responsive with all the information that we need. Like, you know, my wife gets very irritated historically at insurance agents because there are very few of them that they're much more like salespeople than they are like, you know, analysts and accountants, and she's more that mindset. But she's loved Torgerson Causey. Like, she's super satisfied with them. They've been very responsive every time we have questions. Anyway, my point is this. They're great to work with. If you don't use them, you know, if you need somebody or just want to find out if maybe somebody might be better than what you've got, 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. 629 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, did you see people that are being proposed for maybe replacing Pat Sajak on Wheel of Fortune?
I did.
Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, but really?
He was Merv Griffin's guy.
Yeah, but
I mean, he put him, you
he's
know,
already
doing
old.
Everything.
He's already old, though. I mean, he's like, isn't he like 46 or something? I mean, how old is Ryan Seacrest? I didn't look. He's 48. I mean, don't you want to get like a 35-year-old? Who might be able to host it for the next 600 years or whatever, just like Pat Sajak?
Yes, Whoopi Goldberg is throwing her hat.
Come on, I know
I'm serious.
Saw that. That can't be serious. Because Pat is 76, right? Isn't Pat Sajak 76?
So weird. Yeah,
I know. And Whoopi, how old? I didn't look her up yesterday, but Whoopi has got to be right there. 67. It's close.
She's not 67. Oh, my
yeah, she
goodness.
Is, for
wow.
sure. Well, again,
I'm turning into that person.
When
wow,
you were a kid,
yeah, she
was already in
older.
The movie.
Sure, sure,
right.
sure. Yeah.
So, you know, that's the kind of thing. And Vanna, I guess, might retire as well, or might take over the job.
I heard that she was worried, but it's like, certainly you've put some cash aside from your 10 zillion shows.
You think Wheel of Fortune would, like, go woke and put, like, a guy up there instead of a girl turning the letters?
Oh, I hope so.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. This day will go down in infamy.
Former President Trump in a speech in New Jersey after his court appearance in Miami on federal criminal charges, again saying he's being politically persecuted.
The judge released the former president with the order not to speak to any of the witnesses. President Trump's lawyers argued that many of those witnesses are his employees. One of them is his co-defendant, Walt Nauta, his personal assistant. The judge agreed to allow the former president to speak with those witnesses on the condition he cannot discuss the case. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko says it started taking delivery of tactical nuclear weapons from Russia.
Lukashenko warned he wouldn't hesitate to use the weapons if faced with aggression, but he'd call his ally Vladimir Putin first. Belarus has a border with Ukraine and was used as one of the launching points for last year's invasion.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Former NFL running back Peyton Hillis revealing some of the dramatic details that went into a water rescue on Pensacola Beach earlier this year in January. He talked to Michael Strahan on ABC's Good Morning America. He says it was a miracle that nobody died.
I think the scariest point to me was when I'm swimming to my son and I have to pass by him because my niece is in more danger.
You had to make a decision.
Yes, but I knew that I had to pass him up to get to Camille first because, you know, if I didn't, you know, there's no way she would have made it.
And Hillis rescued his niece, put her on a boogie board, then went after his 9-year-old son. Eventually, he got back to shore and passed out. He spent the next several weeks in an ICU at Baptist Hospital. Hillis says he's still on the road to recovery. Convenience store chain Wawa broke ground on its first Alabama store. That store is going to be in Fairhope. A groundbreaking ceremony was held the other day. The store also announced more coming locations in Alabama and presented a $2,500 check to a local food pantry. Wawa also has several locations planned here in Pensacola. None of those have broken ground as of yet. The Little League treasurer accused of stealing over $16,000 from Northwest Escambia Little League, now facing charges in Atmore. 48-year-old Paula Pugh was booked into jail yesterday on 9 different charges, including 9 counts of possession of a forged instrument, 2 counts of theft by deception. Last week, the state attorney's office said that her charges would be dropped due to a jurisdictional issue. The Escambia Sheriff's Office turned their documents over to police in Atmore to investigate. Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, Walton counties now have all signed off on the plan to house the new District 1 Medical Examiner's Office in Santa Rosa County. However, Escambia County leaders, well, continuing to disagree on that. During last week's District 1 Medical Examiner's board meeting, Commissioner Robert Bender suggested the office could keep a satellite office at Sacred Heart Hospital, given that Escambia sees half of the homicides in the four-county region.
I got to duplicate a low dox. I got to have extra equipment. I have to have everything in 2 different places. I got to take the tox back to the other side. Then I got to figure out where I'm going to put my evidence that the law enforcement can come pick up. They don't know where to go. Oh, is it Sacred? I don't know where the evidence is. Did I bring it back with me? Or am I transporting it back in my vehicle?
Dr. Deanna Oleski called it an absurd request, and District 2 Commissioner Mike Kohler planning to put that issue on next month's agenda for the commissioners to continue discussions. We've got an update now on that Escambia County deputy that was recently hurt during a motorcycle crash while on funeral escort duty.
He's doing okay. He has a broken ankle, and by broken, I mean it's broken, and so he's going to need surgery, but he's going to be fine. He's in high spirits. He understands that these things happen.
Sheriff Chip Simmons there, and he says the sheriff's office appreciates the outpouring of support for that deputy. The crash happened last week on 9 Mile Road in Pensacola Boulevard. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and Candy has a look at our traffic on the 5s.
It's brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service. They're on Davis Highway, and taking a look around, we did get a text in saying there's a smoking Pepsi truck. I don't think that means it's hot, but maybe. I do love my Pepsi. I-10 westbound at exit 10, I'm sorry, y'all, on the shoulder. So again, I-10 west at exit 10 on the the shoulder near that Car City exit. There's a Buffalo Rock truck, and it smells like, quote, hot brakes. So caution there, and caution certainly wherever you are. Did you have something smart to say? Okay. 437-1620. You can text in your traffic tips if you would. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hot and humid day today with a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 90 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 75. Rain chance continues for Thursday, 60% chance of rain with a high near 89. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 76. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, we've got 82 in Pensacola, 82 in Gulf Breeze, also 82 in Milton. Your next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. NVIDIA ended trading Tuesday with a valuation of more than $1 trillion, becoming the seventh U.S. company to reach that status. Shares of the chipmaker have risen 181% this year, fueled by the boom in artificial intelligence. NVIDIA is a beneficiary of big investments in AI because its semiconductors are seen as essential in building the largest, most powerful systems. Other tech companies worth more than $1 trillion include Apple, Microsoft, Alphabet, and Amazon. The Biden administration plans to allow top semiconductor manufacturers from South Korea and Taiwan to maintain and expand their existing chip-making operations in China without U.S. reprisals. Some analysts say the move will weaken U.S. export controls designed to slow China's technological advance. The administration intends to extend existing exemptions from a U.S. export control policy designed to restrict companies from selling chips and chip-making equipment to China. On Wall Street, futures mixed. That's Your Money Now.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go farther. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is helping Michigan thrive.
The Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks made it easy to put a smile on Dad's face. Use promo code QUALITY at checkout at omahasteaks.com and get $30 off your qualifying order. Choose from mouth-watering packages like fork tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, burgers, jumbo franks, and more. Plus, most gift packages come with four delicious caramel apple tartlets. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use code QUALITY at checkout for $30 off. That's omahasteaks.com. Code QUALITY at checkout. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
When was the last time you experienced something new? Really new. Like driving an electric vehicle that will change how you think about EVs. Test drive the 2023 Volkswagen ID4 EV at Beadmore Imports and see the smooth aerodynamic design that is so modern and sleek. You'll think you've driven into the future, and the quiet and powerful ride it delivers needs to be experienced to be believed. So stop by Beadmore Imports to experience something new like never before. And Beadmore Imports fills out their lineup of SUVs and crossovers with the 2023 Taos S, now from $24,999, the Tiguan S from $27,999, and the VW Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology from $39,999. And with finance rates as low as 1.9% available on the Tiguan and Taos, there's something new for every driver at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beadmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist and ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
We'll be right back.
6:40 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. And, you know, we've been talking for since, what was it, Friday was when the Pelican, maybe it's Thursday, something like that, when we got the Pelican sign was sort of unveiled to the public and they showed us the pictures. And we, of course, talked with Scott Salas the other day about the history of how the decision came to be. And they went through a process of artists submitting designs. This is for the welcome center or the welcome area to the left as you're coming into town on Three Mile Bridge, where it used to be the Five Flags Plaza. And, of course, you know, one of the things that I have been saying for years is that, and just kind of understand where I'm at, like, I'm not from the South, okay? I'm a northerner. To me, this, you know, the Confederate flag is a negative icon to me, okay? But I've been a defender of keeping it because it's part of our history. Like, if you're going to have the Spanish flag and the French flag and, you know, you have all the flags. So I'm not a big fan of the city of 4.5 flags like we kind of do now. I don't like the Confederate flag, but I don't like the British flag either or the French flag. Anyway, so the point is, I always thought that, you know, that shouldn't have come down, and I kind of wish that something like that could stay. And so I was kind of curious when the Pelican was unveiled. And I like the Pelican, by the way, and I told you this. I like it. I think it's cute. It's remarkable. It's going to be really pretty at night. And I love some of the, like, the seagrass imagery and the boardwalk across there. And if you look a little bit more at it than just seeing the Pelican with the rainbow pole, there's quite a bit to it. It's really interesting. And one of the things Scott Salas was telling us the other day is, I don't think he told us this on the air because we were talking after, is they were really hoping to be able to create like an Instagram spot, like a place where, yes, people could go and take their picture iconically in front of it like they do in front of some of the other signs in Pensacola. But some of them, like the Sailfish sign, I mean, it's kind of dangerous to cross that street, and it's not really built, you know, it's not really built for Instagram, you know.
And then run across the street.
Exactly. I mean, I've done it, sure, but I don't recommend you do it.
Same and same.
So, exactly. So anyway, they were hoping for that, but because of the logistics of that site and some of the underground things, there's a whole lot of constraints. Anyway, so there's a lot of other, like, this wouldn't really work for this reason kind of things, and I don't pretend to know all of those. But I was curious what some of the other designs were. And so I did what you do, and I asked, you know, hey, can I see what the other submissions were? And let me tell you, there are some of them that are, you know, I mean, some are less interesting than others. Some of them are really interesting. And I will say this, I like the Pelican, and I also like several of the alternatives. I think I can just about guess which were the, you know, finalists, like the three or four or five that they were picking among when they picked the Pelican. And I don't necessarily think any of the ones they didn't pick are better, but I was impressed with how cool some of them were. And to me, I'm going to put these up on Facebook later on today when I get a moment, but so you can see for yourself. To me, the takeaway was, oh my God, we have some great artists here. Like, we really, really have some fabulous artists here in town. So let me tell you a little bit about some of the ones. Like, one of them was meant to be a sign, like a billboard almost, and it would be a picture of like a art-colored version of Pensacola Beach with the pier. And it would say, Pensacola, where dreams take flight. And it would have a small African-American boy with a jersey on that says Chappie on the back.
Nice.
And he's holding an F4 Phantom in his hands playing with it. Like, you know, because on the right, you're going to pass Chappie James in the
Absolutely.
Phantom. And on the left, you would see this. And I thought that was a really
boy,
cool
that's
idea.
That's the coolest thing.
There was just
They're
a,
all cool.
They're all very interesting.
All
there was one that was a Florida outline with a kind of an arrow sign wrapped around it, a shaped metal sculpture, Welcome to Pensacola. There's another one by the same artist that was a three-layer. The back was a light blue, Pensacola welcomes you. The middle is a like a lavender color skyline of Pensacola, like the buildings. And then the
Gorgeous.
Front is a black other skyline of some lower structures like the Galvez Monument and some things like that. And it's a very interesting-looking thing that, you know, you went, like, oh, man, that's really cool. One of the reworks of the Five Flags concept was, it's a big welcome to Pensacola, again, on a sign, okay, like a billboard. But then it, when you look at it, you would know it's got the French and the British and the Confederate, but not in a way that makes it really obvious that it's a Confederate flag.
Right.
It's sort of like it is, but it's not the sort of objectionable version. You know, it's not the one that people are going to look at and say, ugh. I mean, yes, it's an element. Anyway, the people who are opposed. A kid put in a drawing of a sun with the flags and the blue angels and some beach chairs and a marlin and a golf course and some baseball kind of and everything. But I love the fact that kids submitted designs. I think that was really neat. This one
and
is interesting.
Good.
Yeah, they're very. Yeah, there's one that's of a giant anchor but submerged in the ground. So all you really see is the top half of the anchor with one of the prongs. I apologize, Navy people. I don't know what you call it. the hook, and then some big chains. And the artist's idea on this one, I had to read. Some of them you don't get until you read about them. And this one was the artist had the idea that then large chain links, like from the chain of a ship, would be placed around town at various historical marker type sites, drawing together the theme of this whole area as being a Navy town, as having this history and as having the underground history of the chain connecting the different spots where the chain comes to the surface. I just thought that was a interesting concept for, you know,
so
the whole
good
area.
Yeah.
So we'll finish this up in a second. I'll give you some more of these. Like I said, they're not up on Facebook yet, but I will put them up on Facebook a little bit later this morning. Candy's got Traffic on the Fives.
This brought to you by Fresh from Florida. And local farmers want to let you know Florida watermelon's in season right now. Learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com from the Florida Department of Agriculture. Good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. Taking a look at the General Chappie James Bridge. That's the 3 mile bridge.
Speaking of.
I get used to calling it the Chappie. Not showing any delays at all. Everything's fine. 98 is clear from Pensacola all the way into Alabama. And certainly if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Look, if you got to do some heating, air conditioning, electrical work on your home, HVAC, I mean, it's obviously we all have to do this kind of stuff. You want to be sure that when you pick up the phone, you're getting good quality products, good quality service installed right with a 100% satisfaction guarantee by professionals. That's Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, and Electrical. They will take care of you for sure. Right now, they have a limited time offer coming into the heart of hurricane season, $1,000 off a Briggs & Stratton whole home generator. They also have free sewer camera inspections and $250 off repairs if you wind up having to get work done on yours. They are now hiring in Baldwin County, HVAC technicians and plumbers, and they're serving Baldwin County. They just recently expanded there. So for all of your HVAC and electrical needs, Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, and Electrical, find them online at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N. .com. Speaking of hurricane season, just a quick update. We checked again, and there aren't any waves out on the maps for NOAA. So just if you'd kind of heard us mention that earlier, there are no waves pending right now. There's no systems pending right now. The map seems to be clean. 437-1620. So a couple of the other pictures for these proposed signs when you come into Pensacola. I don't know how to describe this one, but it's an orange abstract biomorphic sculpture. It kind of looks like spray foam insulation if you then painted it rust color. And I don't feel strongly one way or another, but it kind of represents fluidity and forms and diverse waterfronts and things like that. It's a very abstract one. It's the kind of thing you might see over at Bartram Park.
Sure, sure.
Only larger. Mm-hmm. There was one sign. This is what's going to be the Pelican sign other people had submitted, and these are some of the alternative proposals. It's kind of one of those wave walls with panels that have, you know, pictures on them, and it's got the five flags, and it's got a Blue Angels, and it's got a what used to be the T.T. Wentworth Museum and the lighthouse and, you know, arts and entertainment and some of that kind of stuff. It's kind of cool. This one, I literally can't describe this one well to you, except that it's based on about 25 vertical slats of wood or steel that are staggered in a wavy kind of pattern so that as you drive past it, the image is going to shift is kind of the idea. In the middle, it says, welcome to Pensacola, Florida's first and future. On the left, it has Florida's future, which has got the Blue Wahoos and the Blue Angels flying over it. And then the Florida's first on the right-hand side has like the history and, you know, DeLuna and that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. So it's a very interesting one visually. There was one that was like flowers. I think they're daffodils. I read a little bit about it, but I can't tell you all the history, but just a very different kind of sculpture. There's one that's, it almost looks like a Miami design. Isn't that how you describe that rainbowy one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where it's
and
like,
it looks good.
Oh,
yeah,
no, very, very cool.
And, yeah. Yeah,
this was probably one of my top, like, three or four. It's just, you know, different colors with a bright neon Pensacola and then in white, and then each of the slats that has the colors on it with the letter Florida has like a dolphin and a Florida outline, a surfboard, a lighthouse, a beach ball, a pelican, yeah. stuff like
There's
that.
There's a lit up hotel in New Orleans that has like those lights. It kind of reminds me of that a little bit. It's
yeah,
pretty.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, they're all really good.
There's one that would be a lighthouse with Blue Angels and pelicans flying around it. One designated to Chappie James, and then the top has a big emerald for the lighthouse because it's the Emerald Coast.
Sure.
There's a high buy sign, like when you go past it coming in, it's a big square with a blue and it says, welcome to Pensacola, the people here are really nice. when you're leaving.
Mostly.
It's yeah, right, and it's got a little buy thing on it with a blue angel flying away, and then the kind of the five flags in there. There's a couple of what I would call more like standard signs, but they're like one's based on the beach ball, and one's like the Navarre signs. You know, Pensacola, or Welcome to Pensacola, but it kind of looks like the Welcome to Navarre signs, which is also Pensacola colors. You know, those teal colors. There's one that's a dolphin. There's one that was a blue angel of Pensacola, but a female blue angel, like I want to say like Lady Justice, but with the wings, but just so you get the form a little bit, but not a blue angel of the traditional
like
plain
a god
sight.
Angel,
right? Yeah, thank you.
It is.
And there's one which that's like waves with a big Pensacola sign over it and a pirate ship or the sailing ship, and then one that's like Pensacola outline with pictures of things like, you know, Wahoo from the Blue Wahoos or the beach ball or the Blue Angels. So, and then right, the like, one, go ahead.
Oh no, look at the Florida postcard, but it has,
right, Florida postcard on
right
Brouhaha.
With all the neato stuff on right. Florida, right, yeah, except it says Pensacola,
right.
Yeah.
And then the last one, and I'm just going to tell you this: this was the one that I didn't get at first, but the more I looked into it, it looked really interesting. It's a semicircle coming up out of the ground vertically like a coin stuck in the ground. And at the top, it's got these five spikes that are meant to represent the five flags, but it doesn't have the five flags. It's just meant to represent them. And then it's got these horizontally colored layers that are meant to be like the strata of history, like an archaeological strata.
That's cool.
And they're different colors for the different historical periods, the British, the Spanish, the French. And then it says, "Welcome to the city of Pensacola." And there's a weird shape on the coin, and you're not going to know what this means until you realize it's the overhead looking down view of the Spanish fort that is buried right there behind T21, like that area, that not pentagonal, but you know what I mean? Like it's kind of a
right
sort of architecture. That outline, and you're like, that's one of those signs where like you don't get it, but then you're like, oh, that's cool.
Right?
Like that's a cool historical thing.
They are all amazing.
Anyway, so I'll post these on Facebook a little bit later, but I wanted to tell you about them just so you partially realize that there were a variety of options from all kinds of different local artists, and mostly because I was blown away by the variety and the quality and the level of creativity. We have a great arts community here. And again,
oh my gosh,
just to sum up, I'm a fan of the Pelican. It has grown on me quite a bit. I like it. I think you could have picked four or five of these, and any of them would have been fantastic. The Pelican is also fantastic.
I would not have wanted to be a judge.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Because
I
literally
good.
Looked at these and I'm like, oh, I like the many. I want
they're
all of them.
Great, yeah.
6:52 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
What is the Drip Parlor? Drip Parlor is an intravenous vitamin and hydration wellness facility that has taken traditional medical treatments and given them a modern twist. Find out how you could balance your body with fluids and electrolytes that can help your daily life. Tune in this Friday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel to find so much more about the Drip Parlor. That's this Friday at 9:30, right here on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hurricane season is here. Don't wait until your Generac generator is needed to make sure it's in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today and schedule maintenance of your generator. With the most Generac certified technicians in the area, they'll make sure your generator is good to go. If you need a new unit or replacement unit, remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you'll never spend a dime until your unit is on your property. Call White Sands Electric today, 850-433-6080, for all your electrical and generator needs.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
This Friday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, join Mike Dyson, the owner of Anytime Fitness on North 9th Avenue, to learn how you can have a gym membership that fits your life. From convenience, training and tools, community and support, Anytime Fitness is here to help you meet your fitness goals. The friendly staff will help you get started with a customized plan. Listen Friday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
National average for a gallon of gas, $3.59. Florida average is $3.46. If you are in Mississippi, it is $2.99, still just barely. In California, is $4.88. These prices haven't budged much in a little while. $3.13 east at the Walmart Navarre, $3.12 west at the other Walmart Navarre. If you're in, let's see, Tiger Point, $3.09 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge, $3.27 in proper at the Exxon. If you're in Milton, $3.19 at the CEFCO. Oh, well, okay, so this is the kind of thing you're looking for, is you see this happen when there's going to be a price jump. There's a dramatic difference, like $3.19 at the CEFCO, $3.33 at the Murphy in Pea Ridge. That's a huge difference. And then $3.35 at the stations in Pace. So here's my recommendation. Get your gas early at the cheapest place you can find, because by the end of the day today, it's probably going to be about 15 or 20 cents higher, just based on that. That's how it always happens, okay? $3.13 on the Nine Mile at the Walmart, $3.35 at the Murphy in front of the US 29 Walmart, just for comparison, $3.15 down the road at the Shell, at least for now, $3.15 farther down the road below I-10 at the Raceway. If you get coming in from the southwest side, looks like $3.16 is your best price at the Tom Thumb on Garden. Otherwise, good luck. Just, you know, seriously. These gas prices today are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen, with the lowest out-the-door price, your next new Volkswagen, Pete Moore Imports. .com. 656 News Radio 92.3 Candy's got traffic for you.
Watching an accident in J now. This is Escambia Avenue in Spring Street. Not showing a roadblock. Certainly, if you have a traffic tip, 437-1620 News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Former President Donald Trump back at his golf club in New Jersey after pleading not guilty yesterday to federal charges in Miami. NBC legal analyst Danny Savalo says the odds may not be in Trump's favor.
90%+ of these cases end in guilty pleas. And of those that go to trial, over 90% end in guilty verdicts. It's an awful discussion to have with your client.
He says this case will likely drag out, with Trump's defense team having to review millions of pages of discovery documents over the next several months. Trump says the case won't be affecting his campaign and says the charges are politically motivated. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg warning of pressure on the supply chain. This is after that interstate collapse in Pennsylvania this week. Buttigieg was in Philadelphia yesterday to see the damage on I-95, and officials say that section of interstate may be closed for several months.
I believe it. That's not an easy, quick thing to repair, because you got to, you know, deconstruct before you reconstruct, right? And they got to test everything out. I mean, it's bad. I think we know a thing or two about bridges being out for a while. David, thanks so much for the update. 6:58 here on News Radio 92.3. Time for
Future News.
Future news. All right. After what you kind of heard for the analysis, and you heard there David talking about the level of convictions and pleas on these kind of charges, you think Trump either gets convicted or pleads guilty eventually?
I don't think he's ever going to plead guilty, but I don't think he'll be convicted.
So I cannot see him ever pleading guilty unless the trial takes place after an election that he's not in, or not gets the nomination or something. You know, like, I don't know what would happen then. I think one or the other, either a guilty plea and then, you know, negotiated terms or whatever, or a conviction. I just, based on what, you know, I didn't hear anything. We'll talk about this coming up. You think the Nikko Japanese Steakhouse recovers okay from this incident and does well?
Sure, yeah.
I certainly
amazing.
Hope so. And I would go there to eat today. I mean, I would. It's safer than it's ever going to be. It's fantastic.
Are you open at 9:05? No.
We'll be back.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620 News.